from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 1st. Iris here. July 1st. Health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from MedPage Today Neurology. Cheerleading head injuries declined after 2012 rule change. A retrospective analysis of nationwide injury reports compared concussion rates before and after a 2012 rule that eliminated the double-down twisting dismount in high school and lower-grade cheer squads. The researchers looked at data from 2004-2012 pre-rule and 2013-2020 post-rule, tracking any diagnosed head injury that required medical attention. They found a modest drop. Concussions fell from roughly 4.2 per 1,000 athletes pre-rule to about 2.8 per 1,000 afterward, a 33% reduction. The decline was most pronounced in schools that adopted the rule quickly, while districts that delayed saw smaller changes. The authors suggest the rule likely reduced the most hazardous stunt, but they note that other safety initiatives and reporting practices could also influence the numbers, so the effect isn't solely attributable to the rule change. Next, second from RuGirl, summer cookout favorites. I'm excited you're gearing up for a cookout. Here's the quick rundown of the recipes I love from RuGirl. First up are the appetizers. Bite size, easy, the share snacks that stay on the table all day, perfect for grazing while the grill heats. Then the sides, which are the real stars. Think creamy, cheesy, buttery dishes that feel comforting and fill the plate without stealing the spotlight. A light, summery drink rounds it out, and for the finish you get a sweet dessert that's simple enough to make a head but satisfying enough to end the night on a high note. Up next, third from Ellie Krieger, Burger Heaven. I have the most joyous memories of going to a restaurant in Midtown Manhattan called Burger Heaven with my grandparents. Does anyone remember that place? Well, I have loved a good burger for as long as I can remember. The classic beef kind, a well-crafted veggie burger, turkey burger or salmon burger, any tasty patty on a bun does the trick for me. Here are a few better for you burger recipes that are pure burger heaven. Enjoy. They have a Greek flavor accent that is punctuated by an accompanying herb-flecked cucumber yogurt sauce, tea tzatziki. Serve them on burger buns and pita pockets over green salad or in lettuce wraps for a deliciously different and healthful way to escape from a basic burger or say, mold grill, salmon rut. Get the recipe antipasto stuffed turkey burgers. This juicy burger is an antidote to the typical uninspired dry turkey patty. Get the recipe shrimp burgers with kimchi photo by Tom McCorkle and food styling by Lisa Tricaski for the Washington Post. These plump, flavor-packed burgers show off one of shrimp's lesser known assets. When ground, it becomes sticky and easily forms into a patty shape without any egg or breadcrumb. VS is needed for other fish cakes. By stuffing the lean meat with flavorful antipasto vegetables, olives, roasted peppers, artichokes, marinated mushrooms, whatever you have on hand, you add volume, flavor, and nutrition, plus a little cheese in the center lends a luxe, melty quality. Serve on buns or in lettuce wraps as pictured. Seasoned with aromatic ginger, scallion, kimchi, any variety will work, and a generous handful of fresh cilantro, the shrimp burgers deliver a big flavor punch with few ingredients. Get the recipe. And then, fourth from Carolyn Eidlin, ranch tomato salad with crispy garlic chips. This recipe brings together juicy marinated tomatoes, cold dollops of homemade ranch and crispy garlic chips in a memorable bite meant to keep you nice and cool all summer long. For the days you don't feel like cooking, or for the days you find yourself with too many tomatoes on hand, this recipe is here to show you how to get the most out of them. If you've ever wondered if making your own ranch dressing is worth it, I hope this recipe shows you it's so worth the effort. Garlic chips and oil, 5 garlic cloves, thinly slice 1, 3 cup neutral oil, such as avocado or sunflower. Ranch dressing makes double what you need. 1 cup, 240 grams Greek yogurt, 1 cup, 235 grams kefir, 2 tablespoons finely chopped parsley, 2 tablespoons finely chopped dill, 2 tablespoons thinly sliced chives or scallions, salt, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1 lemon, 1 small garlic clove, grated tomato salad, 1 teaspoon maple syrup, 1-2 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon whole grain mustard, 1 small garlic clove, grated 2 pounds, 900 grams mixed tomatoes, such as heirloom, cherry, or Campari tomatoes, roughly sliced. Into chunks line a small plate with a paper towel. Scroll to the end of the recipe for an even more refreshing summer dessert. Place a small sieve over a measuring cup for the garlic oil. Make the garlic chips. To a small pan over medium heat, add the oil. Add the sliced garlic to the cold oil and cook, stirring occasionally, until the garlic turns a light golden color, about 3 minutes. The sizzling will go down as the garlic darkens in color. Pour the oil and garlic chips through the sieve. The sieve should catch the garlic chips. Add the garlic chips to the paper towel and set aside to cool. Make the ranch dressing. In a large bowl, combine the yogurt, kefir, parsley, dill, chives or scallions, a big pinch of salt, onion powder, zest of 1 lemon, 1 small grated garlic clove, and 2 tablespoons 30 grams garlic-infused oil. Stir to combine. Taste and season with more salt if needed. Make the tomato salad. In a large mixing bowl, add the maple syrup, Dijon mustard, whole grain mustard, 1 grated small garlic clove, juice of 1 lemon, and the remaining garlic oil. Whisk to combine. Add the tomatoes to the bowl, season with a big pinch of salt, and toss to combine. Serve the salad right away. Add the tomatoes to a large serving platter. Dollop half of the ranch dressing on the tomatoes and sprinkle the garlic chips on top, right before serving. They will lose their crunch as they absorb the tomato juices, so make sure you sprinkle them on top just before serving. Check out my latest recipe developed for Emily's cooking. It's a frozen sweet treat that's made using 3 ingredients, egg whites, sugar, and strawberries, and tastes like a strawberry cloud. Light, airy, not too sweet, and so refreshing. You won't believe how easy this is to make. Find the free recipe link below. Next, fifth from Mame Bialik's Breakdown. Love and fear are the only two vibrations. Which one are you feeding? Mame and Jonathan opened the live with a quick rundown of the most common comments we got after the Chase Hughes episode. Listeners are noticing how platforms keep nudging us toward conflict, and many are feeling more isolated than before. Chase's main point was that social media algorithms are built to amplify strong emotions, especially anger, because those reactions keep us scrolling. He broke it down into two vibrations, love which pulls people together and fear which drives them apart. When the feed leans toward fear, it fuels rage and a sense of being alone. The host suggested a few practical ways to tilt the balance back toward love. First, set intentional limits on scrolling and nude accounts that consistently trigger negative feelings. Second, actively seek out content that celebrates connection stories, humor, or supportive communities. Finally, pause before reacting. A brief breath can stop the automatic fear loop. By reshaping our media habits and choosing more uplifting inputs, we can reclaim a sense of belonging and reduce the cycle of manufactured anger. It's a small shift, but it adds up when we all make the choice together. Up next, sixth from Stat Pharma, Stat Plus. iCompany Anthropic announces it will begin developing drugs of its own. San Francisco iGiant Anthropic has already become a dominant player in technology and a household name for everyday users of artificial intelligence. Can it make drugs too? On Tuesday, the company announced it is going to try. Though it's unclear whether Anthropic intends to bring drug candidates to commercialization, multiple executives emphasize how important it is for Anthropic to get hands on experience trying to use its own products to solve real scientific problems. Eric Cotter-Abrams, the company's head of life sciences, said Anthropic has been asking itself what it should be doing besides training models and building products. During an event here to launch the company's newest application, Claude Science, he said Anthropic had come up with one answer. And then, seventh from Dr. Ruben Substack, heat waves are more dangerous than most people realize. Every summer someone says the same thing, it's just hot. People survive summers before air conditioning. While it's true that hot weather isn't new, prolonged heat waves remain one of the deadliest weather-related hazards in the United States. The danger isn't simply the temperature itself, it's how heat affects the human body, especially when humidity is high, nights stay warm, and people don't have a chance to cool down. Let's separate fact from fiction. Reality: heat illness can happen to anyone. Young athletes, outdoor workers, runners, hikers, and even healthy adults can develop heat exhaustion or heat stroke. During strenuous activity, your muscles generate enormous amounts of heat. If your body can't get rid of that heat quickly enough, your core temperature rises. I was doing gardening yesterday early in the morning, but it ended up making me feel very fatigued for the rest of the day more than usual due to the heat. Risk increases with high humidity, direct sunlight, dehydration, heavy clothing or sports equipment, certain medications, lack of acclimatization to hot weather. Even elite athletes have experienced life-threatening heat illness. Reality: sweating is your body's cooling system, but it isn't foolproof. Sweat cools you only when it evaporates. When humidity is high, sweat doesn't evaporate as efficiently, making it much harder for your body to cool itself. That's why an 88 degrees F day with high humidity may feel far more dangerous than a dry 100 degrees F day. As heat illness progresses, some people with heat stroke may actually stop sweating altogether. Don't judge your safety by whether you're sweating. Reality: thirst is a late signal. By the time you feel thirsty, you may already be mildly dehydrated. Instead, drink water regularly throughout the day. Increase fluids before, during, and after outdoor activity. If you're exercising or working outside for long periods and sweating heavily, replacing electrolytes may also be helpful. You don't need to force gallons of water, but waiting until you're thirsty isn't ideal during extreme heat. Reality: fans help, but they have limits. Fans improve comfort by increasing evaporation from your skin. However, when indoor temperatures become extremely high, especially above the mid-90s degrees F, fans may no longer provide enough cooling by themselves. If you don't have air conditioning, put wet towels over your neck, visit a cooling center. Spend time in libraries, malls, grocery stores, or community buildings. Even a few hours in air conditioning can lower your risk of heat illness. Reality: warm nights are especially dangerous. Normally, our bodies cool during sleep. During prolonged heat waves, overnight temperatures may remain elevated, preventing the body from recovering after a hot day. Several consecutive hot days with warm nights place much greater stress on the body than a single hot afternoon. Reality: never leave anyone in a parked car. Even with cracked windows, the temperature inside a vehicle can climb rapidly. Children and pets overheat much faster than adults. There's no safe amount of time. Reality: heat stroke is a medical emergency. Heat stroke occurs when the body's temperature regulation fails. Symptoms include confusion, difficulty speaking, loss of consciousness, seizures, very high body temperature, hot skin, which may or may not be sweaty. Call 911 immediately. While waiting for emergency medical care, move the person into shade. Remove excess clothing. Apply cool water. Place ice packs on the neck, armpits, and groin if available. Do not delay treatment. Early cooling saves lives. Drink fluids consistently throughout the day. Exercise or work outdoors early in the morning or later in the evening whenever possible. Choose lightweight, loose-fitting, light-colored clothing and wear a wide-brimmed hat if outdoors. Older adults, infants, pregnant individuals, people with heart or lung disease, people taking certain medications, and those without access to air conditioning face higher risks. Check on family, friends, and neighbors. Stop activity immediately if you develop dizziness, nausea, headache, unusual fatigue, muscle cramps, or confusion. Cooling off early is far easier than treating severe heat illness later. Heat waves deserve respect, not fear. Most heat-related illnesses are preventable. Staying hydrated, planning outdoor activities wisely, recognizing early warning signs, and making sure everyone has access to a cool environment can dramatically reduce the risk. Extreme heat isn't just uncomfortable, it places real stress on the heart, lungs, kidneys, and brain. Fortunately, a few simple precautions can keep most people safe. As summers continue to bring more frequent periods of extreme heat, understanding the science behind heat illness is one of the easiest ways to protect yourself, your family, and your community. Stay cool, stay hydrated, and check on one another. Next, eighth from Lindsay Max, Complexity Edge. Your first burnout was not an accident. Here's what it reveals about you. Tell me how old you were the first time you burned out, and I can tell you more about your wiring than a personality test ever could. Burnout is not a fluke, a failure, or a temporary setback. It is a timestamp, a precise moment when your inner complexity first collided with a world that could not accommodate it. It marks when survival began to cost authenticity, when the systems around you, family, school, work, or society, stopped fitting the contours of your mind and body. The age at which this first collapse occurs tells a story story about how your nervous system manages stress, how your patterns of overexertion began, and how your strengths were forged in pressure. Understanding this moment is crucial. It allows you to see not only what you have endured, but also what you are capable of, the unique edge of insight, sensitivity, and intuition that comes from having survived collapse. The question is not simply why it happened, but what it reveals about the life you have been living and the life you can begin to design. Why the heck this matters? Most people think of burnout as a temporary condition. You rest, you recover, you go back. But the age of your first burnout tells a deeper story. It reveals, read more. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.